This is the wet, what we call the wet well, and this is where all the water is coming in from the collection system throughout the city.
Doug Fazek is a program manager for Fort Wayne City Utilities. He's given me a tour of the city's wastewater treatment plant. From the wet well, sewage is piped into what looks like a giant above-ground swimming pool.
We fill them up full of water.
Are there ducks in there?
There's ducks in there. Yeah, they eat whatever's in there.
Which I wouldn't want to do, but the ducks seemed happy. This is the primary settler. Fats are scraped off the top, and the rest of the sludge is diverted to the digesters.
And think of a digester as like your stomach.
And this is where Fort Wayne's wastewater treatment plant gets interesting. Here, lots and lots of bacteria eat or decompose all this sludge. And after they eat, they create methane. The plant captures that methane and turns it into electricity, powering the plant.
We've cut our consumption requirements by a third, so we've saved some money there with our electric utility.
Overall, the Fort Wayne utility cut its monthly electric bill by $40,000. There's environmental benefits, too. Methane is a planet-warming greenhouse gas. Before the plant ran on methane, it was burned, changing it into carbon dioxide and released into the atmosphere. The plant converted to this system in 2015. Michigan State University professor Dana Kirk helped them set it up.
We've been working with them to evaluate different kinds of organic waste, or what we call feedstocks, to see what the energy potential is.
Bacteria make a different amount of methane based on what they're eating. For example, sugar and food waste creates more methane than manure or human waste. Kirk says it's important that utilities get that balance right if they're going to get the most bang for their buck out of a program like this.
Converting and producing their own power on site to treat, you know, the wastewater is something that's very interesting to a lot of communities around the country, and it's kind of the model for the next 20 to 50 years in that industry.
It's a growing trend in Indiana. West Lafayette has a similar deal with Purdue University to convert its food waste into energy. Marion County has a smaller program and just got a grant from the state to expand it. And Evansville is also expanding its program.
We've actually been using biogas as a fuel source for pumps that would normally run off of like gasoline or natural gas.
Alan Mounts is the director of Evansville's water and sewer utilities. He says they'll soon be able to process fats, oils, and grease from area restaurants for power. Mount says the savings help pay for infrastructure upgrades and the cost of complying with federal clean water regulations.
We're pretty much on our own to try to figure it out. Certainly a group of Indiana utility directors have been trying to elevate the awareness with, people at the state level.
But for now, Mount says they need to save every dollar they can. Back at the wastewater plant in Fort Wayne, Doug Fazek is showing me the final steps of the process.
When it comes from the digesters over to here, it's run through this system to clean it up.
It's called an iron sponge. It filters impurities and moistures out of the gas. Then it's piped to a generator and boom, it powers the wastewater plant. Moving forward, the Fort Wayne utility is expanding its program too. It just made a deal to take waste from the Nestle plant in Anderson so it can generate even more power from methane. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.